everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Well, very light trade was seen across livestock futures today with triple-digit losses holding nearby feeder cattle futures. The limit losses that developed on Tuesday created additional liquidation pressure, but continued to be some support in live cattle markets, which limited the overall pressure in the entire complex. Corn prices were higher today in light trade. July corn futures about 8 cents higher. Stock markets were higher in light trade as well. The Dow Jones and the NASDAQ both up 8 points today. Light gains held in live cattle futures today, although pressure continued to develop in feeder cattle markets. Live cattle trade moved back from morning highs, but the ability to focus on fundamental support and expected seasonal support brought about some additional buyer support back to the market. Cash cattle markets remained untraded today. Additional pressure once again moved into the feeder cattle futures complex on follow-through liquidation. August and September contracts led the market dip with prices falling $1.20 to $1.30 per hundredweight lower as traders continued to shift lower with market weakness. There's likely to be some additional shifts developing throughout the rest of the week, but it could be hard to regain the previous market losses over the near future. And grain futures were mostly higher today as the incipient weather market of 2017 moves contracts closer to breakouts on price charts. Corn prices, meanwhile, were higher today, taking July futures to three-month highs. A move higher now could propel July back to their February highs. Soybeans, though, posted new session highs as overnight trade headed down the home stretch, helping July futures solidify its move out of its downtrending channel that's been going on for the past 3 weeks. A move by the nearby could trigger some more short covering. And wheat prices, mostly higher today with winter wheat contracts gaining back some ground on Minneapolis after the spring wheat market was unable to sustain a move over $6. A wetter forecast for the Northern Plains could be triggering some profit-taking as well as farmer hedging. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.